Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the AI revolution and looking at a company that an analyst believes is an unsung hero in this space, Broadcom, ticker symbol Broadcom.
That's right. It's easy to get caught up in the headlines about AI, but the underlying technology that powers it all is incredibly complex. Broadcom is a fascinating case study because it's not just another chipmaker, it's a diversified giant.
Exactly. The introduction really sets the stage by highlighting how AI's explosive growth is fundamentally dependent on advanced semiconductors. These are the intricate brains powering everything from language models to scientific discoveries.
And the demand for specialized chips like GPUs and ASICs is skyrocketing. These aren't your average computer chips, they're meticulously engineered for massive parallel processing and handling huge datasets. So, when we talk about the AI bull run, it's really about the company supplying this essential hardware.
The analyst's perspective here is that while many companies are vying for a piece of the AI pie, Broadcom is uniquely positioned to benefit significantly, potentially all the way through 2030. Let's explore why that might be the case, starting with their diverse strengths beyond just being a chipmaker.
I think that's a crucial point. Broadcom is a much larger entity than just a chipmaker. Its portfolio touches a vast array of technological infrastructure, and for AI, its dominance in networking is paramount. Data centers are the heart of AI computation, and they rely on robust, high-speed, low-latency networking.
Absolutely. Broadcom is a leading provider of Ethernet switches and network interface controllers, NICs. These are the components that allow servers within a data center to communicate at lightning-fast speeds. For AI, this isn't just about speed, it's about efficiently shuffling massive amounts of data during training and inference.
Without that seamless, high-bandwidth communication, AI systems would face severe bottlenecks, limiting their performance. It's like trying to pour a gallon of water through a coffee stirrer, it just won't work efficiently. Broadcom provides the wide-open pipes.
And it's not just about networking. Broadcom is also a crucial player in custom silicon, or ASICs. Hyperscalers, the giants like Google, Amazon, and Microsoft, are increasingly designing their own specialized chips to optimize AI workloads.
Right, and Broadcom has the expertise and foundry relationships to design and manufacture these custom chips. Think about Google's TPUs. While Google designs them, companies like Broadcom are often instrumental in the actual silicon design and manufacturing.
These custom solutions are strategically vital because they're tailored to specific client needs, offering performance and cost advantages. This creates deeply integrated, long-term relationships that are incredibly difficult to disrupt. It's a sticky business model.
And even their broadband and connectivity solutions play a supporting role. Those semiconductors enable the underlying infrastructure, the fiber optics, the wireless networks that allow data to flow to and from these AI-powered data centers. It's a foundational enabler.
So, when an analyst looks at Broadcom, they see more than just a component supplier, they see a foundational enabler of the entire AI ecosystem. The bullish thesis hinges on its unique position as a provider of these critical, often behind the scenes, but absolutely essential, infrastructure components.
It's not just about selling the most powerful AI accelerator, but about providing the plumbing and specialized tools that enable those accelerators to work at scale. That's a really important distinction to make.
Let's dive deeper into the specifics of the analyst's bullish case. A cornerstone is Broadcom's dominance in data center networking, particularly their high-performance Ethernet switches and NICs. These command significant market share.
As AI models grow in size and complexity, the data volume increases exponentially. Imagine training a massive language model. It requires trillions of calculations, and data needs to move constantly between processors. If the network can't keep up, the whole process slows down.
Broadcom's products, like the Tomahawk series of Ethernet switches, are designed to handle this immense traffic with incredibly low latency. This ensures AI processors are always fed the data they need, creating an indispensable position for Broadcom in the AI infrastructure supply chain.
And then there's their custom silicon prowess. Their strategic partnerships with hyperscalers for these bespoke solutions are key. Designing a custom ASIC is a major investment for these companies.
That's right, and the switching costs to move away from a Broadcom-designed chip are enormous. This creates a powerful competitive moat and provides a degree of revenue predictability that's hard for more commoditized players to achieve. It's a testament to their execution on complex projects.
Another crucial element supporting the thesis is Broadcom's diversification. Unlike narrowly focused AI chip companies, Broadcom has a broad portfolio, including broadband, software solutions from its VMware acquisition, and various semiconductor products.
This diversification provides a stable financial foundation. Even if certain segments face headwinds, the company's overall health remains robust. This stability allows them to continue investing heavily in AI R&D and manufacturing capabilities without the existential pressure of a pure-play AI startup.
And that stability is important when you consider the long-term trends. The analysts' view is underpinned by the projected global build-out of AI infrastructure. AI adoption isn't a fleeting trend, it's becoming embedded across virtually every sector.
This signifies a sustained, growing demand for the foundational elements of AI. As more companies integrate AI, the need for powerful data centers, sophisticated networking, and custom silicon will only escalate. Broadcom is perfectly positioned to capitalize on this.
We're looking at a multi-year expansion in data center networking and AI hardware spending, and Broadcom is right at the epicenter. It's a secular trend, not just a short-term surge.
Now, it would be wrong to talk about Broadcom without acknowledging the intense competition. NVIDIA, AMD, Intel, and the hyperscalers themselves designing their own chips are all major players.
So, how does Broadcom carve out its space and maintain its advantage? The analyst's thesis hinges on a few key differentiators. First, their strategic focus is on the infrastructure that supports AI, not solely on the AI accelerators themselves.
Exactly. While NVIDIA builds the engines, Broadcom is building the highways and the specialized support vehicles. Their competitive battleground is different. They're focused on delivering the high-bandwidth, low-latency networking that allows those accelerators to perform at their full potential.
This makes them an essential partner for everyone building AI infrastructure, regardless of which AI accelerator they choose. They're providing a fundamental service that underpins the entire ecosystem.
Secondly, those deep relationships with hyperscalers through custom silicon are a significant competitive moat. The process is complex, requiring extensive collaboration and trust. Once a hyperscaler invests heavily, switching costs are enormous.
This creates a strong barrier and revenue predictability. Thirdly, the diversification, especially with the VMware acquisition, offers resilience. Their broader portfolio provides a more stable financial foundation than competitors focused on a single product line.
The VMware acquisition is particularly interesting, adding a critical software layer that complements their hardware strengths. This creates a more holistic and compelling offering in the market.
And finally, Broadcom's proven track record of execution and reliability is crucial. In high-stakes AI infrastructure, consistency and dependability are paramount. Companies can't afford supply chain disruptions.
Broadcom has a long history of delivering complex, high-performance products reliably, which builds trust and strengthens its position with major customers. This differentiated approach means they are a foundational enabler, not just another player.
The analyst sees this strategic positioning as a key reason why Broadcom is poised for sustained growth, even amidst intense competition. It's a strategic focus on the critical infrastructure.
So, to wrap up, the analyst's bullish stance on Broadcom is deeply rooted in its strategic positioning as a foundational enabler of the AI ecosystem. We've discussed their dominance in data center networking, providing the high-speed conduits essential for AI computations.
And their critical role in custom silicon design, forging long-term partnerships with hyperscalers. The integration of VMware also solidifies their position, offering comprehensive infrastructure solutions blending hardware and software.
While the AI landscape is competitive, Broadcom strategically differentiates itself by focusing on the vital supporting infrastructure, the nervous system of the AI data center, rather than solely on the AI accelerators. This is a key distinction.
This distinct focus, combined with their proven execution, business diversification, and the long-term nature of infrastructure buildouts and custom silicon contracts, paints a compelling picture for sustained, robust growth.
For investors looking beyond the hype, Broadcom offers a different, yet equally critical, AI opportunity. It's an opportunity built on essential infrastructure, deep customer entrenchment, and a clear, long-term vision.
It's a powerful reminder that significant investment opportunities often lie not in the most talked-about products, but in the critical, foundational elements that make all innovation possible. This nuanced view highlights the profound interconnectedness of hardware, software, and networking in powering the future of AI.
Let's quickly summarize the key takeaways from the analyst's perspective. First, regarding data center networking, Broadcom's dominant market share in high-performance Ethernet switches and NICs is essential for AI's massive data flows, ensuring low latency and high bandwidth.
The challenge here is the competitive market, requiring continued innovation. But the opportunity lies in further integrating networking solutions with AI-specific compute architectures. It's about staying ahead of the curve.
Next, custom silicon, ASICs. Broadcom excels here, creating deep, sticky relationships with hyperscalers through tailored solutions that offer performance and cost advantages. This is a significant differentiator.
The challenge is the concentration risk with a few large clients. However, the opportunity is to expand these custom silicon services to a broader enterprise market and develop more advanced, power-efficient custom AI chips. That's a huge growth area.
Then we have diversification and the VMware acquisition. Broadcom's broad portfolio across semiconductors, broadband, and enterprise software provides financial resilience. VMware enhances capabilities in cloud management and orchestration, crucial for AI infrastructure.
The challenge is the successful integration and synergy realization with VMware. But the opportunity lies in leveraging the combined hardware-software offerings for end-to-end AI infrastructure solutions, especially for enterprises looking for integrated systems.
Looking at the long-term AI infrastructure build-out, the global expansion of data centers and AI adoption across industries creates sustained demand. Broadcom's infrastructure focus positions them perfectly to benefit from this secular trend through 2030.
The challenge is that the pace of AI adoption can be influenced by economic cycles. But the opportunity is to secure long-term contracts and partnerships that benefit from the ongoing, albeit potentially uneven, growth in AI deployment worldwide.
Finally, competitive differentiation. Broadcom differentiates by focusing on critical AI infrastructure like networking and custom silicon, making them an essential partner for all AI ecosystem players, not just an accelerator vendor.
The challenge is the intense competition from NVIDIA, AMD, and hyperscalers. But the opportunity is to maintain technological leadership in infrastructure components and leverage ecosystem partnerships to solidify their indispensable role.
So, in conclusion, the analyst's bullish view on Broadcom VGO is based on its indispensable role as a foundational enabler of the AI ecosystem through 2030. Their dominance in networking and custom silicon, combined with strategic diversification, positions them strongly.
Broadcom strategically focuses on the vital supporting infrastructure, essentially the nervous system of the AI data center. This, coupled with their proven execution and deep customer entrenchment, paints a compelling picture for sustained growth in the AI infrastructure space.
It's a thesis that offers a nuanced view of the AI market, highlighting the profound interconnectedness of hardware, software, and networking. Broadcom represents a critical, foundational opportunity for investors looking to participate in the enduring growth of AI infrastructure.
A truly compelling perspective on a company that might often be overlooked in the AI narrative. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Bago Media Finance. We'll be back with more insights soon.